It takes a river of people to bring the salmon home. The Columbia River was once the source of the greatest salmon runs in the world. Millions of life-giving sockeye and giant chinook swam upriver to spawn each year. The Columbia's headwaters are in British Columbia. The upper 40% of the river winds through the province before entering the U.S. in Washington State and emptying into the Pacific in Oregon. An epic 2,000-kilometer journey. But massive dams, beginning with Grand Coulee in Washington, have blocked salmon from returning to the headwaters of the Columbia River for almost a century. In the 1960s, under the Columbia River Treaty, more dams were built without consultation with indigenous nations on their unceded territories in BC. The dams and the hydroelectric power they created lit up the West and made governments and utility companies rich on both sides of the border. The ongoing losses to indigenous nations, tribes, and the transboundary ecosystem are immense. After years of negotiation to modernize the Columbia River Treaty, an agreement in principle was announced July 11. The Silex Okanagan, Sekapiemc, and Te Naha asserted their rights to be at the negotiating table this time. Canada and the U.S. have agreed to incorporate new provisions, including to support salmon restoration and ecosystem health. Yet, recognition of the one-river approach, including more consistent flows for salmon, rings hollow without continued investment in salmon reintroduction by Canada and BC. Bringing the salmon home, the Columbia River Salmon Reintroduction Initiative, established in 2019, continues the long-standing collaborative work of the Silex Okanagan, Sekapiemc, and Te Naha Nations to bring salmon back to the Upper Columbia. Though our peoples have been divided by colonial boundaries, the salmon know no borders. This is a continuation of our work through the decades, along with U.S. tribes, in a one-river cultural process to return the salmon. It is our sacred responsibility. Every year since the salmon stopped returning, we've gathered on the banks of the Columbia in ceremonies to call the salmon home. Our work combines indigenous knowledge, Western science, and a strong cultural foundation. The Bringing the Salmon Home initiative stands as a model of success for indigenous-led ecosystem stewardship. We have the track record, and the technology is available to deliver fish passage both down and upriver. Through our combined efforts, salmon are swimming today in the Upper Columbia system in Canada. The fish are coming home. In July, over 800,000 adult sockeye salmon were recorded in the biggest return to the Columbia River in recent years. Some three-quarters of all sockeye entering the Columbia originate from the Silex Okanagan Nation's Conservation Fisheries Program. The largest run in the whole system. In another historic achievement, tagged salmon fry from the Okanagan hatchery that were released in the Upper Columbia River in Canada in 2019 made it downriver through the gauntlet of dams, matured in the ocean, and several were detected returning as adults into the Columbia in July 2023. These are phenomenal outcomes. Compelling proof that we can bring the salmon back. Yet, government funding for our work runs out in March 2025. It will take more than project funding that lasts just the single life cycle of a salmon. This is generational work that requires sustaining funding for decades to come. The rewards will be great. The U.S. government recently committed to contribute over $1.2 billion over the next 20 years to tribal-led salmon reintroduction on the American side of the Columbia River. Salmon reintroduction on this transboundary river can't be accomplished by one country alone. It's time for the governments of BC and Canada to step up with substantial contributions to support our initiative's long-term efforts. We must do equal work in parallel on our end of the river, not decades after the U.S. does its part. We are all already invested in, and need to continue to build on, partnership with the U.S. tribes and governments, including through the Columbia River Treaty, to ensure successful salmon reintroduction, flow management, and fish passage. We call on BC and Canada to provide the Bringing the Salmon Home initiative with the sustaining core funding required to support the Indigenous-led reintroduction work that will ensure adequate salmon stocks return to the Canadian portion of the Columbia River system. We propose a phased funding commitment for a minimum of 20 years to maintain work in complement with U.S. tribal-led salmon reintroduction programs. Investing in the indigenous-led Bringing the Salmon Home initiative for salmon reintroduction and ecosystem restoration in the Upper Columbia will provide improved food security, social, cultural, and economic benefits for everyone. It benefits the entire Pacific salmon ecosystem, fisheries, and communities. Mark Thomas, Secipiamc Nation, EWG Chair. Calapan Chief Keith Crow, Silex Okanagan Nation. Jason Andrew, Te Naha Nation.